very nervous. I really don't like speaking, but me and Colton were both talking about this last week about how this is like one of the hardest like things to prepare to talk about, because it's like, I don't know, it's just probably the most different thing I've had to prepare to talk about. And but Young People's has taught me a lot. I actually got saved when I was 12, so I got saved in November, and so one of my really good friends at the time, she's like, are you nervous for turning 13? I was like, no, why? Like, why would I be nervous? And she's like, we're gonna go to Young People's. I'm like, we're gonna go, what is that? Why would I be nervous, and why am I excited about it? And so her birthday is actually 3 weeks and 3 days after mine. We always knew that. And so when we first turned 13, it was her goal that we made it to every single service, every single camp meeting. We were 20 minutes early to everything. And I kind of just followed along because I didn't really know, but it was like really important to her. So I just followed. But in that time, we had took lots of trips. I think we went to Roscoe Village, the Ark, Kosai, Amish Country. I feel like I'm forgetting some, but I couldn't remember what else we had done. So lots of trips. And so all this time where I had just kind of followed, and I think that's also a good thing to learn, is to have a godly friend. Unfortunately, she's no longer 10, but from all those years that I kind of just followed, it was a good person to follow. And all those messages and all those things and some of the hardest times of my life, and even in the times to where I was just being stubborn and God's like, remember, this was talked about. Okay. And it always seemed like when I was struggling with something, if I came to Young People's, it was always talked about. And I was like, this is not funny. But it was always helpful, always good accountability. Even when I didn't want it, it was great accountability. So also, one thing I had thought about, I've been meditating for this for a couple weeks. It seemed that sometimes when you get to know people, it kind of dims some things. But I was very fortunate to get to know my Young People's leaders and my Young People's leaders helpers. And it almost makes these years even more precious to know how much they care and how much time and how much they pray about what is spoke, what is done, and everything. And it makes all these years so much more special because of how much they truly care. And all these things of what I've learned through these years not only shape who I am, but will shape what kind of wife I will be, what kind of mother I will be. It'll shape the person I am in the Church of God. And I just truly appreciate Young People's. And one thing it definitely has taught me and Colton, which we have been talking about, is I remember a couple years ago when everyone was getting married and they really encouraged to do something afterwards to stay active, because it is kind of hard to think that we just won't be coming to Young People's. Like, we're actually going to have to find something to do. And so then it's something me and Colton have been able to talk about. And if it wasn't for Young People's to bring these things to our mind, we definitely could just kind of fall out. And I'm very thankful for all the people that have come through. I remember the first speaker that came through was Sister Claire Moran, was the very first guest speaker. And I like still remember those things and all these things that I thought, like, you think are unimportant. And even time when I was struggling and didn't really want to come to Young People's, I still remember those messages, those early on messages, things now. And so I definitely encourage you to keep coming to Young People's and get something out of it. I think at the time when I was especially younger and going through it, it doesn't seem as important, but it's definitely very sad that I'm like leaving. So I'm like, oh, like all the things that I just learned from it, how much I rely on it. And so I definitely encourage, and I'm very thankful to my Young People's leaders. They have a big part of my life, but for Young People's in general, I just don't think I could, I never would have made it as a Christian. I never would have made it as a person if I didn't have it. So I'm very thankful.
Amen. Very good.
Amen. Awesome. Brother Colton, your turn.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. You guys are the best. Like Evan said, I really don't like public speaking either. It's not one of my traits. I just really don't like it, but here we are. Oh, well. First and foremost, I want to thank you all for being here. Like I just said, it means a lot to know that we have a really strong youth group here that's going to be holding on and keeping up what you're doing right now when we leave. Trust me when I tell you that asking that beautiful woman over there to marry me is not easy at all, but with a couple jokes and some very expensive dinners, she reluctantly said yes. But you know how the story goes. You know, the ones getting married, like Heaven said, they kind of just leave and they're not really a part of the youth group anymore. We kind of just stop coming. But I don't think I'll have that issue. I don't think Sister Victoria is going to let me leave the youth choir, just like Sister Tammy didn't let me leave the children's choir for all these years. But being in the youth group for the past 10 years has really been a journey, though. I can't say it's really been a complete good one for me. I definitely lost sight of God for a little while. I kind of went off and did my own thing, which I wouldn't recommend. It's not really the best way to go about life in itself. Like Brother Decker said this morning, listen to your parents. They're a lot more knowledgeable than you are. They've gone through a lot more than you have, and probably have gone through the same exact scenarios that you're thinking about going through. So just listen to them. They definitely have a lot more experience in life than you do. You don't know it all. Just listen to them. I will say I would like to thank the youth leaders as well, Brother Steve especially. He's been a very big help in my life with some very prevalent issues that I've had over the past couple years. And without him, I really don't know where I would be. And he's been able to be the bridge between God and myself when I didn't feel like that I was physically able to be that. So I really want to thank you for that. Let's see, what next? Okay, so for the younger ones that are relatively new to the youth group, well, welcome to the greatest friend group that you'll have for the rest of your life. I definitely have made a lot of good friends here, and hopefully a lot of good friends have met me. I will say one person in particular that stuck out with me for the past 10 years of my life, and especially while I was gone, was Brother Alex Orr. And I don't know if any of you guys are blessed with his texts, but it's every single day while I was gone, while I was overseas, it was a text message, and it was not really what I wanted to hear at the time. I can't say that I was doing very good spiritually at the time, but it was always kind of like a little prick in the heart, being like, hey, you know what you're supposed to be doing. Why aren't you doing it? And it was every single day. So for that, thank you. So like I said, for the younger ones in the youth group, you guys are going to be a lot more tight-knit than what you guys believe you are. You guys are each other's pick-me-ups when each other is down. I've noticed that the youth group has gotten a lot more tight-knit than when I first joined, and I think that's a really, really good thing. You guys are each other's help when times get tough. You know, just be each other's friend. That's the easiest way to do it. Whenever someone's down, you guys are always there to, hey, what's wrong? You know, can I help you? Can I pray with you? Stuff like that. It's easy, but it's often a lot. It's often misunderstood and mistaken. To the veterans in the youth group, the ones that have been here for a little over a year, anything about that, keep doing what you're doing. Like I said with Brother Alex, I mean, it's not only one person that can send scriptures, you know, ask for prayer, ask people to pray for them. Anybody can do that. It's nothing crazy. It just takes a little bit of time out of your day and just a little bit of care. If there's any advice I could give to you guys, it would be whatever you're going to do for the Lord, do it wholeheartedly. Give it 100%. And because at the end of the day, look at what you have to gain. You got to make heaven your home. That's what we're all running for. There's a Bible story that I've never been able to get out of my head for my entire existence. And it's found in Mark 12, 41 through 44. I'm just going to read a little spot in it. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and behold how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast in the treasury. For they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. So if you think about that scripture, out of all the people that were giving, all of them were just giving, you know, a little bit of what they had. But this one woman had given everything that she had, and she had nothing else. So I leave this thought with you is, are you giving it your all, or are you kind of just giving a half-effort Christian lifestyle? Just a little food for thought there. I want to thank all of you for praying for myself while I was gone, and for praying for hopefully me in heaven as we endeavor on this next journey, if you want to call it that. And please continue to pray for us as we will need it. Again, thank you, Brother Steve, Sister Sherry, Brother Chris, and Sister Vicky for everything you guys have done for us, and I'll see you all in choir practice.
So I'll read their verses for them. They forgot. So Heaven and Colton's verses. Romans 8 and 18, For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And then also Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up their wing up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. So those are the two verses that were put up here in honor of Brother Colton and Sister Heaven. And we appreciate them so very, very much. And we wish them well on their journey. We're thankful. We're thankful. And again, as Brother Colton was saying, you know, the training that they got not only here, but in the services and those reaching out, you know, and being a help. You know, that's what Young People's is all about. That's what Young People's is all about. And we endeavor with the Lord's help to, you know, build up that spiritual backpack that you have, so you have those things as you journey into the next phase of life. And so our prayer is that they have some things in their spiritual backpack as they leave that they can utilize and use and put to good use in their journey called marriage. And so again, we appreciate them very, very much. And Sister Sherry, do you want to say anything?
I think we have time for sharing.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Are there any memories or is there anything that anyone would like to share about Heaven and Colton tonight? Heaven and Colton, or Heaven or Colton. Doesn't matter. One or the other. All right. Anybody? Brother Alex.
I'm thankful for both of them, and I remember when Heaven first came into youth group, and I really admire her for stepping out kind of on her own, away from her family. Family situation wasn't the greatest, so having her step out and take a hold was really good to see, really encouraging to know that ones can do that. And it's always encouraging to see, not that she didn't have any support, but that she found her strength in the Lord with other people's help. And that's where we have to find our strength. Other people will fail us, but God won't fail us. And appreciate Colton's always making it interesting, and his jokes and different things. We both played saxophone in the church orchestra and kept it interesting. And when he was asking for stories, I thought it was a really random story, so Colton may remember this, I don't know. So we were in Mississippi, which was a long time ago. Brother Steve and Sister Sherry were just become youth leaders, and they took on a grand old task of taking us to Mississippi, and I think they realized it was a pretty big task. But thankfully it was just the older youth group. That was probably enough. So, but anyways, back to the story. So most of us boys stayed in a camper. Some of them stayed in a tent, and some stayed in a little tree house. And anyways, the boys used a shower trailer, and we had went to Lambert's earlier in the day, which is the place where they throw you rolls and the big portions of food. Well, we took a couple back because they got plenty of extras, and Colton was in the shower taking a shower, and we decided to have a little fun. This overcomes a roll, a hot roll. And Colton's like, what? But anyway, that was my random story of the day.
Anybody else? So I'm recent face surgery, wisdom teeth surgery, so I'm a little chubby. But anyways, my story is about Colton. He was one time, he asked me, he's like, hey Nolan, you wanna come over and spend the night and we can play like Xbox? And I'm like, all right, sounds good. So I ended up going over to his house. It was like 8 o'clock at night, so it was pretty late. I mean, not really, but kinda. And so I'm like, all right, cool, let's play. And so we start his PlayStation, and his PlayStation needed an update. So it was PlayStation needed an update, and then we were going to play Fortnite, and then his Fortnite needed an update. So, like, it was like, man, I was like, it said, like, the estimated wait time was, like, 2.5 hours. So I ended up actually just going downstairs, and I went out in the living room, and I watched Home Alone with Kelly and Katie. And that was kind of how I spent the night at Colin's house one time. But then we did play, like, one game of Fortnite, and then I was like, I'm exhausted. And he's like, yeah, me too. So we just went to bed. But good luck, guys.
Anybody else?
Well, I don't want to embarrass Heaven, but this one night during camp meeting, I'm going to cry. something that really stuck out was, I think I'm crying more because I'm nervous, but anyways. something that really stuck out, I was having a really bad night, and she saw me having a bad night and asked me if I wanted to go take a walk, and we walked outside, and she, like, talked to me, she, like, helped me calm down. So, I don't know, ever since camp meeting, that's just always stuck out to me, and I really appreciate her doing that.
So me and Heaven kind of became friends through C-Tech. I was homeschooled before then, so I didn't want to go by myself, but I learned Heaven was going. So me and Heaven kind of became friends, and we became friends with a girl named Camden that I bring to church, but I'm very thankful for Heaven going to school with us because Heaven was the one that invited her first. That's not my thing to do, is outright invite people, but I'm very thankful that Heaven invited her, and I'm thankful for the friendship that we have, even though we don't hang out every weekend or anything, but if we're around, we can talk, and I'm thankful for Heaven and for Colton and Heaven, and I wish them the best.
So Carly saying that brought up a memory for me. Probably my first real time that I ever talked to Heaven or realized, like, we became friends. I was going through a really rough time, and she had no idea. And maybe there was signs, I'm not sure, but she came up to me, and it was almost like she just knew what was going on. Like, I think God sent her to me, and it was exactly what I needed at that time. It was, like, it was perfect. It was, God really used her, and she's kind of been that person for me. She knows, like, God really uses her to help me when I'm going through a hard time, and I kind of feel like we're like that for each other, and it's just, I don't know. It's just really special, and I'm just thankful for her.
So, Colton's always been a cousin that I look up to in every situation, along with Brother Alex Orr and some other youth in here that have been, like Colton said, veterans. They've taught me a lot of things, along with him being a great man. Jokester, of course. You know, you always want to be funny. But he's always a person to look up to. Even if he's not in the youth group, you should still look up to him.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how embarrassed do you want to be? So Heaven and I have shared a lot of interesting memories, to say the least. When I first moved to Newark, I was 19. Heaven was, I don't know how old, but I didn't have a lot of friends or a few people who kind of reached out to me. And there were some decisions I made that in the time it was what had to be done, but when other people heard about these decisions, they verbalized their disagreement, and Heaven was one of those to stick up for me. And I think we first really became friends when we went to Indiana together for the first time. I don't know how, it took us like forever to drive, like 3.5 hours, I don't know, but it was like 1 in the morning. She burped and it scared the living daylights. I was stopping and I literally thought there was something wrong with my car. So that's like the start of what was a beautiful friendship. And from there, like in the drive, we realized we had a lot in common with our upbringing, and it was just so wonderful to know that there was someone else who could understand where I was coming from in life. And then we just kind of like hung out a lot. She came over to my apartment the night a skunk sprayed outside her apartment. I made her throw everything out on the balcony because it smelled. But and there's always the other times. Our worst memories are Indiana. It's the best worst kind of it. Like sitting on your ice cream or the choir. But we don't talk about that. But I do appreciate the friend that Heaven has been for me. If it wasn't for her, I would not be standing here today. That much I do know, and I appreciate that.
Got time for a couple more.
Well, I'm thankful. Heaven, during camp meeting, everybody gets a little stressful. But Heaven, when you take her something, she'd always say thank you, and I really appreciated that. And then Colton sold me my airsoft sniper. I remember he was like, dude, $80. And I was like, dude, $80? I don't think I got $80. And he's like those like Facebook marketplace people, like, $60 if you meet me right now. He texted me like, $60. I was like, sweet, dude, I'll take it. So I'm thankful for that.
Well, a couple camp meetings ago, I started doing salad utility, and these last couple camp meetings, I've had to train people, and it did not go very well, and I didn't really know how to do it, and Heaven came in this last camp meeting, and she walked me through everything, and then she helped me walk through everybody else and train them, and I just want to thank the Lord that Heaven was there, and she can always, if I ever needed help, I know I can go to Heaven and ask her for help.
Anymore?
I wasn't going to get up, but then I was reminded these past few camp meetings I had the pleasure of working with Heaven on the lines, and whether it was when I was having a mental breakdown or she was having a mental breakdown or the line was breaking down, she just stayed really peaceful and calm, and she was she's an amazing role model, and I want to thank the Lord for her. And then the first time I actually hung out with Colton was the airsoft war at Brother Phil's, which was really fun, and I didn't think I was going to get to go, but then he invited me and I got to go, and then ever since then he's really been a great role model, and I've got to sing with him in the youth choir and just get to know him a little bit better, and I just want to thank the Lord for putting them both in my life.
Really know what to say, but Heaven has always been a special person to me. We're not as close as we used to, but I still love you so much. I really do, and I still get those letters out that we used to write to each other when we were younger, and she just, you know, write encouraging things, and we used to do it with our other friend that's no longer here, but I still look at those, and those are such an encouragement. And if any of you guys feel impressed to just start writing letters or an appreciation letter to, you know, each, you know, to encourage each other, I would strongly suggest doing that, because when you grow up and you start growing through things in your life, those things can, like, they really encourage you, and I just want to let you know that I really appreciated those.
Really short, just a couple of memories that I thought were pretty special that comes to my mind. I remember when Colton was very, very little, and he wore suits every Sunday, and he loved his suits. And Colton wanted to grow up and be a preacher like Papa, so I'm watching to see if that happens. But it looked like for a while that Sister Nanette was not going to be able to adopt Colton, and he was gone for a while. And I kept remembering that little boy who wanted to grow up and be a preacher like Papa. And when things didn't work out and he came back to Sister Nanette, my heart was so thrilled. And I've to see him come back in and be able to be brought up in a Church of God home and all the opportunities that he's been given, him and his siblings and Katie. And it's been just thrilling. And yes, he's got a little off track, but so thankful to see him coming back and see him using his talent for God. And Colton has a special way. He get a good way of making you laugh. And he just definitely has a special gift. And then I want to thank the Lord for heaven. I think about how that, I don't remember about what age, maybe 15, 16, I began to pray with her at the altar. And she had a lot of problems. But one thing about heaven was she kept coming back and she kept trying. You know, she might struggle and she might not necessarily get to where she needed to be as we worked with her. But she kept coming back. She kept coming to church. And like it's already been mentioned, I don't think there was a mom and dad in her life that made her come to church. Who in here has a mom and dad in your life that's making you come to church whether you want to or not? Amen. Say thank the Lord. I know. It's hard to believe that that's a good thing. But heaven, can you imagine? Well, if you want to sleep in, you can. And if you don't want to go to church, you don't have to. And you don't have to do all this stuff. And that would be easier just to take the path of least resistance. And heaven, to me, it was unique that she kept on coming when she didn't have to. And she kept on coming when mom and dad weren't saved. And so she didn't have that support there. So I'm very, very thankful. We're going to miss them. We want to remind you that there is a senior Bible study that Lord willing will start back up this winter. You are invited. You're more than welcome to help with a youth revival. And we could have you come back and speak. That'd be awesome. They think this is their last time tonight. And they all said no. Right? We'll be glad to have them back. So just want to let you know our prayers go with you. It's kind of like Promotion Sunday. I do not like Promotion Sunday. And I don't like necessarily the kids getting married moving out. But if they didn't get married and stayed in here, it'd be challenging. Can you imagine 10 years of people never getting married? And yeah, we really need that new youth building. So anyway, we are wishing you the best. We're thankful for you.
Amen. We appreciate them. And make sure you wish them well. All right? Make sure you wish them well. We'll be praying for you.